Kind of interesting thing happened to me today. My son-in-law called me up and said an engineer that we work with sometimes had called him up and said he heard a new Leon Russell record on iTunes. Did we make any new record that he didn't know about? And he said, no, we didn't. He said, well, you ought to look at it. It's pretty interesting. So he got it down off iTunes, sent it to me, and I listened to it. I liked it. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask him to produce my next album. It's called Wonderful Thing. It's on iTunes. Pull it down and listen to it. Also, I think there's a YouTube video, they tell me. Friend of mine, a record producer, one time told me a story. Friend of his came up to him and asked him if he would produce Jimmy Reed. He'd been producing Jimmy Reed. He said, I can't do it again. I just can't do it. Said, the man drinks too much. So my friend said, yeah, I can do that. I can do it. So he got a guard and put it by Jimmy's door, his hotel room. And the session time rolled around, and no Jimmy. So finally they went up there, and they got the manager, opened the door, and Jimmy was passed out on the floor. And my friend said, did anybody come up here? He said, no. So this one guy came up here and brought him 30 harmonicas, and I let him in. I didn't see any problem with that. And Jimmy was surrounded by 30 whiskey bottles in the shape of harmonica. Anyway. Well, I'm a runner. I'm a high. music.
Thank you.
In Oklahoma. At that time, it was a dry state. I don't know if y'all have those up here or not. It didn't mean there wasn't any liquor in Oklahoma. It meant there wasn't any liquor laws, which enabled me to start playing in nightclubs when I was 14 and become a full-blown alcoholic by the time I was 15. But I was over that by the time I was about 18. But I used to play my job. I'd go out and play my nightclub when I was 14. I also, at that time, played in the Methodist Church. If you forgive me, the Methodists are a little bit starchy. And I'd come home, I'd listen to my crystal set after the show, and I'd hear gospel music and rhythm and blues. And I'd try to bring the Pentecost into the Methodist Church. And they run me off. I got another 14-year-old to play for them, I guess. Anyway, about that time, there was a guy from Kansas City called Ivory Joe Hunter. He had a hit on the R&B station. I was so jealous of that, I thought, I wish my name could be something like Ivory Joe. I later changed my name to Leon Russell, because it sounded like a name that nobody would change their name to. Anyway, he had this hit record at this time, and I'm not going to play that for you. I'm going to play the B-side of the hit record, which I'd like very much. Well, I got a Kansas City woman, living in New York, I'm Don't you think that Leon Epps did a good job on that goddamn thing? I used to have black girls singing in my band, and I was always trying to marry them, and so that didn't work out too good for me. I don't know if I said this. I can't remember anything anymore. You know, they don't tell you about that when you're a kid. When you get old, you can't remember what happens from one moment to the next. But did I tell you I went out to California to get into advertising? I'll tell you what. Advertising people can hurt your feelings. And after they hurt mine several times, I said, I don't want any more of this. And I started playing on people's records. I got a call one day from Elektra Records. There was a young man down there had a, what they call a nudie suit. Nudie the Rodeo Taylor. All the hillbilly singers wear them today. Have cacti and covered wagons and horseshoes and horses and rhinestones, all that stuff. He had a band called the Flying Burrito Brothers. And we became good friends. I was getting ready to leave Burbank Airport to go on Joe Cocker's Mad Dogs and Englishmen program. Graham came out there and he brought me a green silk top hat. I was fond of them for some reason at that time. I've since switched to something that's more geographically correct. But anyway, I wore that hat on the road and we played catch with it and somebody sat on it. And the inside started coming out. And I looked in there and it said MGM 1938, Al Jolson, the jazz singer. That's what the Southerners call tall cotton. Anyway, Graham told me I should sing this song. It's not his song, I don't think. But he told me I should sing it, and so I do. My hands, why I don't stand.
I'm never there. Yeah.
Thank you very much. This next song is a song that I wrote for a friend of mine. She passed away about 3 weeks ago. And I was reminded of the time that I wrote the song. It was down in Muscle Shoals. I was doing an album. She had fallen asleep, and she was snoring quite loudly, actually. It sounded like a Bronco snores. And I wanted to write this song so that she could hear it when she woke up. It's kind of an old song. There's a lady I know, and I'm lucky to say, she's a woman in there, but we wait. He's just like a willow, and hate is clouding up my day. When she touches my eye, she takes my heart in her hand, and knew that child you plainly see. When she laughs, I realize I'm in love with my sweet Emily. Oh, I'm a boogie, like a honky-tonk queen. She tells me what it jives and when it's real. She's a dancing delight. She made me feel good. If I need forgiveness, I know she would. Just one in the world, it's a natural fact. She could put me right back on the right track. She keep me company, talking about my sweet Emily. Tell you where your heart is. The way to explain with the whole world in chains. I know that girl will always remain the same. What more can I say? Words can describe the feeling that I have inside. Look in my eyes, you know I love my sweet Emily. If you look in my eyes, you know I love my sweet Emily. Emily went with me on this next adventure that this song is about. I remember that one night she came out on the stage in a see-through vinyl dress. She had a flair for fashion. Kids playing, runway strike, flashy pimps and family fire, spotted dog and bloodshot eyes, our space captain laughs and cries. You understand the scheme of things. Just in time to see them change.
shaken, we'll be shaken. Sacks the airplane ticket taken. Union member, Leo Fender's pride and joy. Every toll. Teacher, and learner, and incense burner, religious leader, chronic bleeder. It's a hippie commune from a past. The life and time, the war death dealer. Rock pop corresponders feeder. Okie, limey, curtain climber. Future stones and domino. Know which way the wind blow. Stolen coal and no one know. The shadow do. But it's still a shame. But I love her, and she loves you. Just myself and 40 friends in the name of conquer power. Out here on the road again. Suitcase by my side. There's no place I wanna go. I just thought I'd take a ride. Many people look my way, and many pass me by. And in my quiet reflection, I wonder why. To the thieves I am a bandit, to the mothers I'm a son, to the preacher I'm a sinner-in-law, I'm not the only one. To the sad ones I'm unhappy, to the losers I'm a fool, to the students I'm a teacher, to the teachers I'm in school. The hobos I'm in prison for everything I own. To the soldier I'm just someone else who's dying to go home. The general sees a number of politicians too. To my friend, I'm just an equal in this world too. Magic mirror, won't you tell me please? Do I find myself in anyone I see? Magic mirror, if we only could, right, see ourselves under. Policeman, I'm suspicious. It's in the way I look. I'm just another character, the fingerprint of blue. To the censor, I'm pornography, but no redeeming grace. To the hooker, I'm a customer without a face. To have me for a song. The left one think I'm right, the right one think I'm wrong. Many people look my way, many pass me by, and in my quiet reflection I wonder why. Magic mirror, won't you tell me please, do I find myself in anyone I see? Magic mirror, if we only could try to see ourselves at the moon. little lady.